Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we like self-care. I don't know what the rhyme was I did last time.
It's okay.
Self-care for yourself. Take care of your mental health. I don't know. It's fine. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, Steven and I took a yoga class together.
What? You do that?
Yeah. I mean, not often anymore now that we have a baby.
Well, yeah.
But, it was this cute, like, after Valentine's Day situation where it was like...
Was this yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was like a mashup that two teachers did, and it was called Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue... Let's mash up sculpt in C2. Sorry, I didn't remember it. I was like, I have to remember it so it rhymes. So yeah, it was cute. It was fun. They had like glow sticks and a whole bunch of people were there. And it was just like, it was a fun time.
Yeah, that is a good time.
They had like the soundtrack for Romeo and Juliet, like the one with Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes.
I'm not a big fan of Leonardo DiCaprio because we found out he's kind of a creep.
Well, yeah. But I don't think he was a creep at that time.
I will have you know that he became my first celebrity crush because of that movie.
Oh, I think he was a lot of people's.
My sexual awakening. I'm totally kidding. But no, I just remember I was like, oh my God, he's so cute.
Oh my God, he's so cute. He's got the cutest little button
nose. And then obviously I watched little nosy. Yeah. And then Titanic was another one.
Well, obviously, yeah, that was a big one.
Jack Dawson.
Everyone loved. So yeah, it was a fun time, and it felt good. Like we held hands time. In Shavasana.
Oh, that's cute.
It was cute. What did you do?
Well, we celebrated Valentine's Day. The thought of food right now grosses me out. Hey guys, I had food poisoning earlier. It's been fun. I've been awake since 3 a.m.
Awesome.
It's been so great. Don't recommend, 0 out of 10, but we went to Odyssey, and Odyssey is this place kind of on the outskirts of downtown, and they like this Italian food. It's so good.
The best Italian food. And it's like a cute vibe. It's like dimly lit.
Yeah. And the outside of it has like Christmas lights all over it. So you definitely know where it is, but we went there. I made the reservations. I did it because I was like, Keith, do you just want to come here for Valentine's Day too? Yeah. And Keith's like, yeah. So we did reservations around Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was a good time.
What did you have?
I just had their sausage spaghetti because fun fact, I can't have a lot of cheese stuff or beef or fish.
Did you guys get dessert?
No. It was like...
Lame.
I was full. And so was Keith. I even had to get a box. So, but we had like a red blend. So
nice.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Good.
And
good
romantic.
Time. The romance.
Did you guys, Lady and the Tramp, some spaghetti?
Obviously.
Duh.
What is this? Your first Valentine's Day?
Isn't that tradition?
It keeps like, no, it's weird. I'm like, just do it.
God, don't you love me?
Why won't you love me? It's fine. That's awesome.
Well, romance. Look at us having romantic love.
Like, thank God, right?
Thank God. What are you gonna tell me about?
Okay. What are my you're not
Family Annihilators.
No. What's my shit? Lifetime movies.
Oh.
I was like, okay. Family. I mean, you're done. hit that one on the nose. I don't even think you probably cover Family Annihilators because you're like, Kim's probably already.
Yeah, like, I'll save this for Kim.
I should have saved this one for you, but I wasn't going to, because like, Danae also likes hearing stories. So I'm going to tell you about the yoga teacher killer.
Yes!
The Caitlin Armstrong story.
Okay.
Yes. Have you heard about this story?
Yes, I have.
I never had.
Wait, is this the Lululemon one?
No.
Oh.
I'm letting you tell that one. I haven't touched that one with a 9-foot pole.
Okay.
This is one that there was a Lifetime movie, and I just giggled because I'm like, yoga teacher killer. I think I know yoga teacher.
Maybe I don't know this one then.
It's, you know, it's not very covered, I don't think. Okay. And the only reason because obviously it was a Lifetime movie. You know me, I'm doing my walking pad. I got to have something good on.
Obviously.
And I'm already caught up on Scamanda, so. Watch it. It's so good.
Is it good?
It's
is
so
it
good.
Pretty much. I was just kind of like,
it's like,
is it
the
just
podcast,
like the podcast. Like,
but you get to see the visuals.
Okay.
So it makes it a little bit more. Cause like, I'm with you. I was like, oh, I did see the podcast, but you get to see like the people that are involved. And I feel like it adds like an extra layer to it. So.
Okay.
Anyways.
So the yoga instructor killer.
Yeah. Yoga teacher killer.
I don't know if I tell me.
Yeah, I was going to save it for you, and then I said, no.
No,
it's mine now.
This one is mine. Okay, I'm excited.
So Caitlin was born November 21st, 1987. Her parents were divorced at a very young age, and she ended up living mostly with her mom and her sister. I'm not really sure what the situation was with her dad, but...
And I'm sorry, she's the yoga teacher?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And what's her last name again?
She did not feel peace. Armstrong.
She never reached samadhi.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know what it is. But she never got to samadhi, if you know
she
what I mean.
She never got to samadhi. But samadhi, just so you guys know, is like, it's like full enlightenment, which we think is like...
Do you get that from yoga or do you get that from meditation mostly?
I think it's both. It could be either, but... There was like this one time where when Steven was still a teacher, there was like this guy that would come to his class that smelled like really bad, like really, really bad. And like to the point where other students like asked Steven to like say something to this man.
Did Steven?
Because they were like, I'm just like trying to reach samadhi and like. This guy's smell is offensive.
Okay, but like straight up, a bad smell will ruin your experience.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. Especially because we're like, breathe in. And it's like, you're breathing in this
and
man's
stink.
And then
in the words of Danae, feel free to make noises with this one.
Oh my God. Anyways, sorry. That was my samadhi story.
No, that's really funny.
Just had
that's
to let everyone know awful. What that even means. Okay. Continue.
Well, no, I was going to be like, maybe we should explain it. Anyways, so I'm not sure if she was like closer with her dad or if she stayed with her dad or anything, but her dad, you know, just was like, yeah,
just later date. He was like, anyways, yeah. I'm going to get some cigarettes. Never see you again. Bye.
I'm going to go get cigarettes. I'll definitely be back. So she went to high school in Michigan and she ended up graduating and she went to East Michigan University and she ended up getting a business degree. And her early career was just basically doing banking for real estate, which probably is a pretty lucrative career. I mean, isn't that like a, well, yeah, but isn't that a big part of it?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So in 2012, she switched gears in a big way and she was probably around the age of 25 and she actually ended up moving to Austin, Texas, which from Michigan is like
cooler.
A big difference because Michigan is like the Midwest and like living in the Midwest.
And Austin's like the cool part of Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like artsy fartsy.
If you're gonna be in Texas, go to Austin.
Definitely go to Austin.
But yeah, it was and you know, like just the Midwest, like winters can be below 30.
Yeah.
Me and Aspen loved that. It was so fun.
I love a below 30 winter, JK, said no one ever.
No, right. I like to freeze during winter, said nobody, except for psychos. So it sounded like she was kind of overdoing finance and she stepped away and ended up being a yoga instructor.
Right.
Or at least at this point, she was like trying to be an instructor.
Like
it sounds like it took her a long time.
Yeah.
So, I've heard so many stories of when you were becoming a yoga teacher.
Yeah.
Like you getting lost downtown.
I've got my little certificate up there.
Thank God, because I was like,
Are you legit?
I don't think so. Actually a yoga teacher?
It's like the best thing I think I've ever done, like, for myself.
Well, you enjoy doing it too. Yeah. So it's not like, I did this one summer, it was fun. Like, you still use it. Yeah, so
I love it.
Anyways.
Good for her. She did it.
She did it.
She was like, finance is boring. Let's
I'm sick of it.
Do something cool.
And I do financing, so that's why it's funny. Well, like, I'm in the...
Yeah. I mean, I was an accountant for a while, too.
So...
Yeah, do what pays the bills, you know?
Right? And, I don't know. I like what I do, though. Yeah. Like, so, that's helpful.
But she found some inspiration elsewhere.
Yeah, and good for her. Like, if you don't like what you're doing, life is too short.
She's so, gotta pivot.
Pivot. Pivot.
Pivot.
Pivot. In 2019, Caitlin started dating a man named Colin Strickland, and he was a gravel cyclist, which sounds terrifying because does everyone have a traumatic story as a kid? You were driving gravel and you wiped out?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Same. I was like, that's like everyone's...
Wait, that's his job?
Yeah. Well, okay. So
is he like a profesh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, yeah, he was doing that. And
you could not pay me to do that.
We all had that traumatic story where we wiped out on gravel and cried and called your parents and it was rough.
Yeah.
So I actually think that's probably pretty intense.
Honestly, as an adult, like, Stephen made me go mountain biking, but it was like, in his eyes, he was like, this is an easy course. Like,
gravel cycling is
me and Corey. And then we like went and both of us like wiped out on the gravel and we were like, this is the worst. Like, we were both like pretty much in tears. This was like 2 years ago.
No, I would be crying too.
He was like, guys, this is an easy course. And we were just like, anyways, I hate this. We're on a cliff.
But it's like a combination of mountain biking and road biking.
Yeah.
So that's why it's funny. I was like, she's a yoga teacher and he's a cyclist.
It's like me and Steven.
Yeah. That's why I was
parallels.
I should leave this, but no, it's mine now. So he
actually, how do they get paid to do that? Does he like get paid if he wins?
Sponsorships and winning.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So Colin actually did really well in gravel racing and a lot of people.
Huh.
That were interested in that world, like, knew who he was. It was kind of funny in the movie. She's like, do you not know Colin Strickland? He's a gravel cyclist.
Colin Strickland?
The Joe Anderson. yeah, I was just, like, watching it. I'm, like, laughing. I'm like, bitch, nobody
knows. I didn't know that people got paid for that. Good for him. Do what you love.
He won a race that happened in Kansas, and he actually got some sponsorships. I was like, where's the sponsorships out of it?
Okay.
Red Bull, Allied Cycle Works, Rafa, Envy Wheels, and the Meteor Cafe.
Those are, I mean, Red Bull in itself is a huge
sponsorship. We all know that name. That's a name.
And don't they have, like, the Red Bull, like, games or some shit? Like, where they do, like, cycle thing?
I don't know. Well, they do, like, X Games kind of thing.
It's, like, a Red Bull-sponsored event where they, like, do crazy shit and like canyons and like
that sounds terrible.
It makes me nervous just watching it. I'm like, that's so dangerous.
Gonna wipe out.
You're gonna get hurt.
But these races were like upwards of 150 to 200 miles.
Gross.
So I did my due diligence. I know you're proud.
Okay.
And I texted my brother last night and I was asking about the Ironman because he did the Ironman.
Did he?
And I said, yeah.
Okay.
Steven.
Oh. I was just like,
well,
Mark, I was like, I did not see
Mark does
that
do races.
Coming.
He did like a half marathon though. So okay, like,
well, it does make a little bit more sense that it's Steven and not.
Well, cause he's like,
it's fine.
Yeah. It's, but Mark's like starting to get into running and I'm like pretty proud of him. Cause like,
good job,
yeah. He's like, do you want to do a 5K?
Ew,
and this
no.
is back before I was running. I was like, no, now I would. Katie and
actually
I
5K isn't even, yeah, that's not bad.
Katie and I were talking about doing one, so we'll let you know. But yeah, I can't bike for 2 miles or maybe I can, but for the Ironman competition,
no, you could definitely do 2 miles.
It's 112 miles of biking. No. It's
yeah. It's like,
it's
swimming.
A 2 mile swim and it's a marathon attached on to that.
Like,
so last
no.
night I was texting Steven because I was like, I feel like the Ironman is like kind of like in the 100 plus range, and Steven's like, what are you thinking of doing this? And I was like, no, we both know.
Like, be for real.
I think I said, like, we
does
both
that even
know
seem
that's not
like
gonna
me?
Happen.
Yeah, like, no.
Well, joking, one time I was trying to get under his skin because we're brother and sister at this point, And I was just like, I'm going to do the Iron Man. He's like, if you do the Iron Man and like complete it, I will cut off my arm. And I was like, get ready to cut off your arm because I'm going to do it. So, no.
Yeah, no.
So according to the Lifetime movie, also fun fact, Lifetime movies are very inaccurate. And I've learned
they gotta like flourish it.
Well, with, yeah, like, from the Tall Hot Blonde and Jodi Arias, two cases I've covered on here, they get some stuff messed up. But
yeah, for drama reasons.
Yeah, I mean they have to.
Sorry, what is the Lifetime movie called?
It's called The Yoga Teacher Killer.
Oh, okay.
And it's on Hulu. So
okay, we should watch this.
Yeah, she has crazy eyes. I love it. Oh my I'm God, all about
good
it.
For her.
Yeah,
acting is her passion.
Acting passion. So, they owned a house together, but I think in reality they were renting a house together. But like whatever, they live in the together. Movie, yeah. So they like lived together, and they were just serious committed relationship. They were just doing the nasty and living under the same roof.
Okay,
but they were business partners in 2021, and what it looked like from what I saw, and later on, she just kind of managed his social media accounts. And maybe I should say I'm business partners with Keith, because sometimes I manage Charcuter Keith. Keith is picky about what goes on there, so that's why we never have posts, because Keith's like, let's wait, let's wait. I'm like,
why?
If I knew.
We'll never do it then.
Yeah, I guess, whatever. So, but they didn't seem like they were that good of a couple because they were constantly on and off again. And they would take breaks all the time.
But they were living together?
Yeah, they would stay living together. But during their breaks, they would like date other people.
Oh, no.
That just sounds like messy to me.
That sounds real messy.
Break up or just don't.
Like, get it together.
And I guess it's like their life. Like, whatever. It's their life.
But they're like, what, 25 at this point, did you say?
2019, so she's almost 30. So like, they're 28, 29. So it's like, not get it like, together. Like, yeah. What,
shit or get off the pot, you know?
As far as I'm concerned. She was 32, actually, because like 1987 to 2019 is when they started dating. And anyways, so late 2021, they were on a break and Colin ended up dating another gravel racer named Mariah Wilson. But she went by Mo and they dated for about a week. So clearly it was this really strong connection.
They were in love for after simply a week.
But it didn't go anywhere and they ended up being friends.
It was like a little fling.
Yeah, they were gravel racing. So like it's kind of nice to.
They were gravel racing. They connected on the gravel.
Yeah, they fell. They wiped out.
They scratched up their knees.
And they cleaned each other. They cleaned each other's knees.
Let me kiss that boo-boo.
You're going to be doing that so soon.
Oh my God, yeah.
So Mariah was born May 18th, 1996.
Gemini.
Taurus.
You
were thinking June 2018, weren't you? Or June 18th.
June 18th.
Yeah, would be May 18th. Yeah. So that's so funny. I said she was a Taurus.
Was a Taurus.
She really enjoyed gravel racing. So I think it's kind of cool that she and him, they found each like a friend that was interested in the same things as them. And she was moving up really fast in the gravel racing world because she was doing a really good job. And she was actually living in California at the time. And keep in mind, they're in Austin, Texas, which isn't super far from each other. But gravel racing it's kind of a niche industry, I would say. I didn't even know that was a real Yeah. And, but you move to other states, you do competitions. They're not big competitions.
Yeah.
So,
but it's got its own little community. Yeah.
And obviously, they would run into each other all the time at different, at different competitions. And a lot of people would like interview her on podcast and just to get her name out there. And so I thought that was kind of cool. Like podcasts. We enjoyed that. She enjoyed skiing, but hurt herself, so she used biking to rehab her knee. But then she ended up actually really liking it and being pretty good at it.
Oh, cool.
And in California, I mean, I know you can go to like Big Bear, but I don't think like you're going to be in California if you're a big skier anyway. So
yeah, I'm probably more like Utah or Colorado.
So she went to Dartmouth.
Whoa.
And she studied engineering.
Oh. Okay, girl.
And was a demand manager for a company. That just shows you how smart she is.
Smarty Bobardi. Okay.
An engineering degree, regardless of what school you go to, is like some serious shit.
Like,
and
you're
then
smart.
At Dartmouth.
Smart as fuck.
Yeah, smart as fuck. But yeah, it's just engineering's really hard. There's a reason why I'm not an engineer.
I think it just also is like a certain type of person.
Yeah.
Like you have to think a certain type of way.
Absolutely.
Which I don't.
You
it could never be me.
I'm not analytical.
No, me either. I'm like, I feel a feeling about that. My gut says, fuck you. Like, I'm not.
Well, it's just like they, like the way Keith thinks, I like listen to him and I'm like.
What? Keith is like super, like left brain is logical.
Yeah.
Right brain is like creative and like intuitive.
In my older age, I've become a little more left brain because I'm in accounting. So I think that kind of my brain did that. But yeah,
I used engineering. To be,
you're so as a far,
degree?
Yeah.
No, dude. Couldn't be me.
She's a smarty. I look at his degree on the wall and I'm like, good
she's
for him.
She's like hella smart.
Yeah. Dartmouth. But she didn't seem like she really enjoyed her job, so she actually ended up leaving her job so she could do gravel racing full time.
Good for her.
So it seems like she was really making a name for her. Yeah.
Like, fucking do it. I love that for her.
And she probably had, like, some money if she was able to quit, like, a job like that.
But also, she's, like, so good at the gravel racing that she's, like, making some money with that.
She won 10 different races.
Yeah.
Which, so, for her, that makes sense.
That's huge.
Yeah. And May 11th, 2022, Mo was actually in Austin, Texas for a race. And she was visiting a friend and staying with a friend. And she actually ended up texting Colin because he lived in Austin, Texas.
Oh, right.
And like I said before, they only dated for a week. So it wasn't like anything
And that's like
serious.
Not even really dating. That's yeah. kind of like you probably fucked.
Yeah.
A couple times. And then like yeah. you were like, yeah, no, it's not for
and
me.
And they're like, let's go on a race.
Yeah.
So, but she contacted him to like hang out. And I don't know if I mentioned this in my notes, but like in the movie, and this was mentioned like for the resources, he put her name as something different in his phone.
Red flag.
Yeah. Huge red flag.
So he liked her, but maybe like she didn't really like him in the same level.
From the Lifetime movie, it seemed like, and I'm just saying like, that's why I'm saying the Lifetime movie, they made it seem like Caitlin was just obsessed with Colin and wanted to do all the stuff for Colin, and he liked Caitlin, but he was more into Mo is like the vibe it gave.
And then
off.
He's like hiding it from her to be like, what did he have her in his phone as?
I think like Chris or something.
A man's name?
Yeah. But
oh no.
Also in the Lifetime movie, but I heard this in one of the resources. I didn't hear in any of the other ones that Caitlin actually like called her. Like, stay away from Colin or I'll kill you.
Oh, no. She called Chris. She's like, is this Chris?
Well, that's why he changed
yeah.
the name.
Yeah, no.
I was like, is this Chris? Fuck you,
but
Chris,
like, if she
first
was,
and foremost.
But if she was truly, like, reading his text and then she, like, read through the Chris text message thread, and it, like, you know?
Yeah.
You can tell when it's, like, a guy or a girl.
So in my notes, I say, whether Colin told Caitlin or not, and then you find out later.
Probably
he
not.
He definitely didn't tell
he
Caitlin
did, for
that
sure
they were
going to
hang
her.
Out. And he ended up picking up Mo on his motorcycle at 5:30. By the way, if I say Maria, I'm talking about Mo. It kept auto-correcting to Maria in my notes.
Oh.
So
wait, wasn't her name...
Her name's Mariah, but she goes by Mo.
Okay.
But in my notes, it kept saying Maria. And I'm like, I'm saying
Mariah.
Mo.
Yeah.
And it's like, Maria? And I'm like, sure, fuck it. I'll remember. Anyways, and they went to the Deep Eddy pool and they ended up getting some food at the pool area, which sounds like
what's
fun.
What's the Deep Eddy pool? Is that
just like a pool in the area? He liked swimming. It was summer.
Oh,
it was
okay.
It was
okay.
In Texas. So yeah, he just picked her up to like go do something fun. And
on his motorcycle, he's trying to show off.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a cool guy.
Yeah. I only take my motorcycle when I'm trying to like not impress people. I'm like, do not be
Although,
impressed by what I'm
doing.
If you tried
to pick me up on a motorcycle, I'd be like, no.
No, thank you. Absolutely I'll meet you there. Not. I'll take my car.
I'll Uber.
I'll get an Uber.
Thank you.
So there's a front door lock, and it was recorded that Mo went in at 8:35. So they only really hung out for like 3 hours. And that's what the lock showed. So they had a timestamp of when she got into the house, which is super helpful. And she was staying with her friend, who also has the name Caitlin. And her friend's name is Caitlin Cash. And Caitlin ended up coming home at 9:50 where she
Other
saw
Caitlin?
Yes. Caitlin Cash came home to the place that Mo
okay.
was staying with
okay.
her. I might just call her Cash.
Yeah, just call her Cash.
Where she saw Mo in the bathroom on the floor, unconscious, covered in blood.
No.
So she called 911 at 9:56. That's 6 minutes after she got home. So I guarantee she was just panicking.
Yeah. Well, she was probably trying to resuscitate her.
And she probably didn't just immediately see her. She was probably like,
hey, put my shit down.
Yeah.
Where are you? Oh my God. I don't think 6 minutes is suspicious.
No, not at all. Not at all. And in my notes, I'm like, she's probably trying to wake her up and realize she couldn't. And
oh my God, that's so scary.
Yeah, Mo's covered in blood and everything, and it was just
were there cuts on her?
It's not where's the blood coming from? But there's not cuts on her.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
But in the recorded phone call, her friend sounds absolutely distressed, and the operator and her are actually counting her doing CPR on her.
Oh, okay.
They're like 1, 2, 3, together.
Uh-huh.
And just because at that point, why are, do everything you can to potentially save your friend's life.
It's so important to know CPR.
Yeah. And I'm thinking I want to do another class.
The Heimlich maneuver, that shit really does save lives.
My sister, a child of hers, started choking on strawberries. And my sister...
That is my worst fear.
Well, she cut the strawberries too. But they had grabbed a full one
mm-hmm.
before she could do anything. And she had to swipe yep. what you did with Steven with the pizza.
Yeah. Saved his life.
And she called me crying. She was like, so dude, I just that's had so something. Traumatic. And I'm like, yeah, I think I called her. She called me. I don't
for
know.
Your child. Oh my God.
Watching them.
I'm always watching Ronan eat. I'm like, swallow it.
Yeah.
Swallow. And he'll choke. He'll be like.
But he's she like cut choking it on slobber, too. But
I couldn't imagine there's been a couple times where I've had to flip him over and be pound, 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 pound his back kind
Babies
of thing.
Babies are always trying to kill themselves.
And then he's mad about it. And I'm like, well, sorry I saved your life.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I probably was overdramatic about Mother's it, Day. But still.
It's better to be overdramatic than not.
Than not, yeah.
So basically, she was deceased. There was nothing that
oh my God.
Cash could do. So cops are pretty on top of doing an investigation in the area, and they asked neighbors to review their doorbell footage, and they actually, one house had seen a 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee, color black. My mom had a Jeep Grand Cherokee from 2012, and it was blue, and I was like, my mom could have been, potentially, but it was a black one.
Dude, thank God for other people's doorbell cameras, too. It's yeah. A kind of almost unintentional CCTV.
Chris but Watts.
We all want to keep... tabs on our own property yeah. but that's amazing that I mean so many people have it now. It's so
I love that we have it.
Useful.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay,
so
they found the Jeep.
It was just driving by,
driving by,
and it was at 8:37. She went into Ooh. The house at 8:36.
What, that's only a minute.
And the car also had a bicycle rack on the back of it.
Okay, but why would he kill her?
Well,
I don't think that it was him.
Because he admitted that he was the last person to hang out with Mo, cops ended up going to talk to Colin Strickland. And when they got to his house, they noticed that there was a 2012 black Jeep Grand Cherokee with a bike rack on it. And it was suspicious as fuck, and it belonged to his girlfriend, Caitlin.
Okay, there we go.
So, Mo's bike looked like it was moved from the house, or it was stolen, and it was only 60 feet away, and it looks like someone was trying to stage it as a robbery. And police were given a warrant to look at the house, Colin and Caitlin's house, because they're oh, this is weird. They immediately got a warrant to search their house.
Yeah you have the same exact car that we saw, we're gonna get a warrant.
Yeah,
and so you were hanging out with her.
Exactly.
Duh, hello.
So they found a 9mm gun that also belonged to Caitlin, and it matched the shell casings that were found at the scene.
So it was bullets that, she was shot. That's why the blood was.
So why do they have a gun, right? That's
well,
weird.
It's Texas.
But according to the Lifetime movie I watched, but also cooperated by police, Colin and Caitlin really enjoyed going to the shooting range and just shooting guns, and Colin had bought these guns a few months previous so they could keep going to the shooting range. Cops immediately were well, the guns are a strange coincidence and the car is a strange coincidence. So they wanted to bring Caitlin in, but they needed something to use. And it turns out in 2018, Caitlin had gone to a med spa and she had gotten Botox injections and did the whole, oh no, I left my cart, my card.
I'm sorry, the gun that matches the shell casings is not enough to bring her in.
It's just circumstantial evidence. It's still,
how is that circumstantial?
They don't have a plate number on the car. They don't have a view of the person driving the car. But the gun
and the shell casings?
But they want to take her in for questioning at this point.
Okay.
So they used, she went and got Botox. She's like, oh no, I left my wallet in the car. And she ended up leaving and not paying for them. So she had a misdemeanor charge. So as soon as she came in.
Over Botox, like, girl.
It's like, was $600. Like, you're fine. So
wow, that's a lot.
The cops didn't give a shit about her injections, but they wanted something too.
Sure.
Yeah. And they didn't even ask her about that. They asked questions about Mo and Colin and what she knew about the relationship because they knew they had something on her. But unfortunately, the paperwork spelled her name and her birthday wrong. So it was invalid.
How do they fuck that up?
How do you fuck up two things? One thing? Sure.
Sure. Two like things? The spelling of your name, whatever. Your birth date? Come on.
And they were like, so you are free to leave because we don't have the warrant. Okay. Okay. But hold on. She didn't want to leave. She wanted to.
She wanted to spill her guts.
Yeah. She was just like.
She's like Brian, what's his name? Kohi. He was like, let me tell you all the details of the murder.
She was trying to figure out what they knew.
Kind of smart. Yeah, but also like sketchy. A telltale sign that you're like fucking part of it. She's like, so like, tell me like the fucking like clues you have. Not that I care, but like, just
she's
I'm curious.
Like, Colin is a good guy. He would never do this. And like, well, we're not really worried about Colin. And cops did what cops do best, and they were like, you know, Colin's told us some very interesting things about you. Yeah, they keep, like, filling your head with, well, Colin said some things, so maybe you should tell us what you know.
Colin said you kind of suck.
Yeah.
Not to be rude, but, like, you suck.
He said that. He said, like, that. Really awkward.
Like, I don't want to, like, be the one that told you that, but, like,
he did say
that.
I don't want to ruin your relationship because you guys seem really happy.
He did say that. And he said that Mo was, like, way hotter than you.
Yeah, it was like, we were like, hey, you don't need to tell us all that, but he, like,
but he offered that up. Wanted it to be known.
Yeah. It was really awkward. So...
The reverse psychology of I cops, love it. Like, to just
it's
be
so
like,
funny.
Let me get on your side. And then the people fall for it every time. They're like, oh my God, yeah, let me tell
he
you everything.
He said that?
How dare he?
But she at one point is like, ah, okay, I'm going to leave. And she leaves. And they do bring up her car being at the location.
What?
And she doesn't really have an answer for why your car would be at that location. So wouldn't she does just the be
like,
least...
Colin, like, drove it? Like, wouldn't that be, like, the obvious?
But he just left on the motorcycle, so why would he suddenly be driving up? That's because, true, like yeah. I said, it was a minute later, so.
This bitch.
But she does the least sketchy thing you can do.
Least sketchy?
She sells her car 2 weeks later to CarMax for 12 grand.
She's like, I just, like, need a new car. It's nothing to do with this murder investigation that's going on about
yeah,
me, but,
you the know. Least sketchy thing you could do.
Wow.
And they don't find the car until June 23rd.
My birthday.
Yeah, so it was, like, a gift for you, too.
Thank you.
And I said in my notes, you know, a special day. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot weird about this case.
So much weird.
But there's an app called Strava.
What's that?
Colin had never given Caitlin too much information on Mo, rightfully so.
Yeah, he's trying to hide her.
And it's basically this app where you can, like, follow, like, people put trails they're going on. Like, it's a way to track people.
Okay, I feel like that sounds familiar. Maybe Stephen uses that. Because I was like, what is that?
If you're, like, kind of famous, why would you use that? Because that's how Caitlin was tracking where she was. Because she posted a bike ride near the place she was staying.
Oh, well, that's also, like, you're really deep in it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck does that?
Sorry, I'm, like, moving into the blanket.
Yeah. Here, you can have more blanket if you want.
I'm just cold. Anyways, but I think that's kind of terrifying if you have a name out there for yourself and people are just kind of, like, watching what you're doing and, like,
right.
where you're
and
at.
And you, like, don't think about it like that because, like, I mean, she's famous in her, like, she's known. I wouldn't say, like, famous. Well, maybe.
She's known. But in that
she's known in her community.
She might be famous in that community.
But also in the community is like the people that are like you know, yeah. Caitlin, who's the significant other who knows that maybe potentially there's a little relation happening. I don't know. It's just so weird. In the
movie, it shows her, like, if people are
smart, they can track you down in, like, a lot of different ways.
Yeah, which is so true.
Yeah.
So, you know about her selling the car, and then a day after that, May 14th, she ends up boarding a flight to Houston, and then another connecting flight to New York.
Oh, okay.
That was where, like, her sister lives.
Okay. So, that makes sense. She's getting the fuck out of town.
Yeah. Cops end up filing a homicide warrant for Caitlin's arrest on May 17th.
Oh, shit. So she knew. They're closing in.
Yeah. And, like, her, like, sister's like, why are you here? And she's like, I'm trying to protect Colin.
I definitely didn't murder someone.
Because it's all over the news. So it's not like it's this big secret. So on May 18th, Caitlin boards a flight from Newark, New Jersey.
Isn't that her birthday?
To Costa Rica. Yeah.
Girl. She's getting out of town for real, for real. Yeah. She's getting out of the country.
No, she's November. That's actually, like, Mo's birthday.
Oh, Mo's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh. Eerie.
Yeah, and she dyes her hair, like, a dark brown. Girl. She's using her sister's passport to travel.
Was she blonde or something? Or, like, what did she look like?
She kind of had, like, a dirty blonde. Dirty blonde.
Okay, and so then she's just trying to, like, fully... Oh, no.
Yeah.
This bitch.
It's weird. Guilty. So she bought her plane ticket on a prepaid debit card, which is kind of smart. Because then they can't really track your card. Yeah. Because
it's not really linked to you.
But this sounds guilty as fuck to me.
Oh, no. All of it sounds guilty as fuck. The dyeing your hair and leaving the country.
Oh, it gets so much worse. May 20th, there was a wanted poster for Caitlin made so people could keep a lookout. Well, because Costa Rica is not that big.
Oh, no.
So Colin puts a statement out about how awful he feels because he didn't realize that this would have happened, which it's not his fault. Yes, he was sketchy. Yes, he wasn't great, but...
Let's just be real. He was just being a stupid man.
He was being a stupid man, but, like...
And they were on again, off again. Like, not to give him, like... But, like...
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
He obviously wasn't, like, doing this to be, like, now she's gonna kill her, you know, like,
yeah. I was like, in my notes,
how would you have any idea that this could happen?
You didn't know that was gonna happen. No, you don't know how crazy someone is, and he still had a hard time. And her family was kind of wondering if it was as plutonic as he said, because they read text messages and it seemed a little bit more romantic
with Mo.
Yeah, so obviously, he really knows.
Why else would she kill her?
Yeah, so he did say that he's like, of all the people I would expect to do this, it would not be Caitlin, because Caitlin's like
a yoga teacher.
She's peaceful, all that. So, So what was crazy was other people had heard, like, her friends and stuff, Caitlin's friends had heard her be like, I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna kill them. I'm so pissed, at the beginning of 2022.
Uh-oh.
And,
oh no.
Like, I've said before, oh my God, I'm gonna kill him. Well, but I've never actually meant
like,
it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like something people say, but, like, it's not like a
somebody's action. Like, what would you do if Colin broke up with you and started dating another girl? And she laughed and she was like, oh, I'd kill her.
Right. It's like, sorry, when you're jokingly off. Like, they're like, what would happen if, like, your man cheated on you? You're like, immediately murder, you know, like that's like, no one's actually gonna do that.
Would I leave, like, shrimp in the curtains? Probably.
Yeah.
Am I going to murder someone? No, I'm not going to jail. That's not worth my time.
Hell no.
So,
the best revenge is happiness.
Yeah, exactly.
Caitlin. You could have found a hot yoga man.
It's not like she's unattractive. She's very attractive. She's
cute.
I went, like, looked at pictures of her, and she's really cute. So I'm like,
she could have gotten any man.
Yeah, she could have.
She could have went to Bali. I don't know.
Found herself a pool boy.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. So when Caitlin got to Costa Rica, she was on the run for 43 days.
Whoa.
And she ended up staying at a hostel, and she was actually teaching yoga at this hostel. And she was going by a different name. She was going by, like, Aria or something, or, like, Mary. I don't really know. They, like, mentioned different names. I'm like, okay.
She probably had several.
She ended up spending $6,000 to make some changes to her face.
$6,000?
What did she do? She got a rhinoplasty in Costa Rica. Think about it. Because, like,
she's serious. Disguise her
appearance. Well, I know
appearance.
From what I've heard, breast implants are $12,000. So, and that's in the U.S. So, if in that's...
Costa Rica,
in Costa Rica, I don't know how much breast implants are.
It's like...
Yeah. But I'm sure you could get some lip injections and Botox, but yeah, in Costa Rica, I don't really know how far that money goes.
Wow. So she's, yeah, guilty as fuck.
Yeah, absolutely. Like. So in Costa Rica, police were going around asking people if they had seen this woman because Costa Rica isn't that big, as I mentioned before.
Did she have like a distinguishable nose?
It didn't. It doesn't seem like it, but I mean, like in Costa Rica, like she's white.
But so if you did change your like hair and your nose, that could maybe like, depending on your face, really change up your appearance a lot.
The cops find her on an outdoor patio on June 29th.
Oh, this is quick.
And when they caught her, she had bruising under her eyes and a bandage on her nose. Sure. So yeah, it's fresh. It was, yeah, it was fresh, very fresh. Job. Gotta be fresh. Oh my God. But it probably wasn't that good of a surgery if they still identified her, even with bandages.
Well, I mean, it's only a few days, like it's fresh. And like, I mean, I'm sure they probably are tracking her bank account, like a forensic.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, what do you call it? Forensic accountant.
Yeah, like, something like that.
Because she's not just like carrying around $6,000. Like,
no.
She was smart to be like prepaid debit card.
And maybe for she put on the prepaid debit card, but that's like impossible to.
How much money's on this like, whatever. They tracked her down.
Yeah, I have no idea how she paid for stuff, but they started the process of extraditing her on June 30th, and she actually ended up getting to Austin on July 5th.
Wow, they were quick.
They
with
got
it.
A warrant for her email, and they found all her traveling expenses and like what she did and kind of how she paid for stuff. So they kind of had a trial, sort of, who, because her lawyer wanted a, this is very confusing to me.
Kind of had a trial.
They kind of had a trial, but they also didn't because it got postponed. It was really weird. On July 20th, 2 weeks after she came back. So I don't know. A lot of this stuff doesn't.
Wait, was this 2020?
2022.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she pled not guilty to first degree murder of Mo Wilson. And the docket wasn't until October 19th, 2022. So that's basically where you could put in your evidence and all that. And so it's just crazy because, like, murder trials usually take 5+ years to, like,
get going. They were really trying to get this one done.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they, like, one of her lawyers argued that the affidavits were not factual and that they were exaggerated comments about her, which can be dangerous if that's what happened.
What affidavits? Like, what?
Like, what people had said about, like, evidence and everything. Oh. And she's like, everything's exaggerated because she pled not guilty.
Girl, everything is, then, like, what?
Her lawyer's like, you should probably just,
you should probably plead guilty. Are you stupid? Like, it is so obvious that you're guilty.
But like I said before, the evidence they tried to use was the Jeep Grand Cherokee,
which wasn't.
They couldn't see a plate nor the person driving it, so that was kind of like so that's. I agree with you.
It could, but you need a really unique coincidence, but like.
I don't know. Come I've on. Seen a lot of black Jeep Grand Cherokee, so I can understand that, too. It's not like it's like a...
It's not super...
It's not a rare car.
Random. Yeah.
So, Caitlin's trial kept getting postponed, and in fact, it was postponed in May 2023, and then again in October 2023. Hmm. And Caitlin ended up running from a corrections officer outside of a doctor's appointment. She was like, I sustained a yoga injury, so she couldn't have, like, shackles on her legs.
And then she ran?
She ran for a mile. That's and how they an caught injury. Her. Yeah. So, like, so. Good try. She tried to scale a fence, and she was unable to scale the fence fast enough.
Oh, my
God. She got pretty far up, but the cop did, too. And they were able to catch her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Right?
Like, and also, where are you going to go? Like, you scale the fence, and then what?
And then you just know, chill. You sit
catch
there.
A bus? Like, where are you going?
So,
oh my gosh,
she did tell everyone that the motive she's still claimed she was innocent.
Sure, sure,
but
sure.
She's like, I guess if there was a motive for it, it'd be jealousy. And it's like,
obviously,
no shit.
Girl, we knew that.
And she's like, not liking that Colin and Mo were still in communication.
Sure, which, you don't like that either. Yeah. But like, here's the thing that adults do, have a conversation.
And they move along.
Be like, hey, Mr. who's my boyfriend,
Mr. Mian,
I don't like that you're talking with this girl. Makes stop me feel it or uncomfy. I will break up with you. And
bingo,
that's
bingo.
It
it's done.
Something, you don't have to like kill anyone.
Yeah, everyone lives and you're probably happier. Let's be real.
Just go get a hot yoga
the
man.
The sad part was that Mo's scream was recorded that night. So you just hear two gunshots and her screaming at like 9:15, 9:16 that evening.
Like on someone's like door cam?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So
that's horrifying.
Yeah. And like the one of her former friends said what I told you earlier at the top, or not at the top, but like a few minutes ago, was that she said if Colin ever left her and dated someone else, she'd kill her. Not him.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Kill him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
Don't kill anyone. Don't kill anyone. If you're going like, to. Yeah. Women don't like to blame their men for sketchy behavior. They always blame the other woman. And it's like, no.
It's they don't his have, fault.
They don't have any loyalty to you. Do you not understand girl code? We all get it. But like, they don't have to.
Yeah.
Anyways. So. They ask Colin about his communication with Mo and them hang out. And he did change her name and his contacts. To take suspicion from Caitlin, and he also said that Caitlin wasn't like violent, but he's like, clearly I didn't know her. I have no idea who this woman is.
He didn't know what she was capable of.
Yeah. And it's also like, why are you with somebody you have to lie to?
Yeah.
So on November 16th, 2023, Caitlin was found guilty after 2 hours of deliberation from jurors. She was sentenced to 90 years in prison and a $10,000 fine, which I think is the least of her worries at that point.
Yeah.
And
how's she even going to pay that?
I don't know. It sounds like she kind of had some money.
Oh, okay.
So, but she's eligible for parole in 30 years. So.
Wow.
Mo's friend Cash, who found her.
Wait, I thought you said 90 years.
90 years, but 30.
Oh, but she 30 can get, for parole. Sorry.
Yeah. So Cash came to court. This is so heartbreaking.
Oh, God.
And she said she wanted to fight for Mo, and Mo needed justice. And she said the hardest part was at the end. She was washing off her hands of blood, and she was almost like, I want the blood back. She's like, because that's the last thing. Something
to remember her by.
I had of her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fucked, dude. Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
But they tried to do a motion for dismissal because Caitlin was pregnant during the time of this shooting.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
She didn't know she was pregnant.
What?
Do I know any information about what happened? No, I have no idea what happened. But this is around the time you were pregnant, too.
What the fuck?
Like, it was like 20.
So we don't know if, like, she had a baby?
I don't know any information.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, pregnancy hormones, I will say.
But not enough to kill somebody.
Not enough to kill someone. Yeah. But, like, I will say crazy. But what?
I mean, you were lovely to me. Know. You were not probably lovely to everyone. I don't know. You were great to me. So I was like, what are you talking about, pregnancy hormones?
The person I wasn't nice to was probably my husband.
Well, yeah. It'd be kind of weird if you were only nice to him.
He was actually really great when I was pregnant.
Yeah. Well, but I'm saying like, but if you're going to freak out at somebody, it's going to be
the person closest
to you. Yeah, the person like, you're with all the time. Yeah, of course.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so that was the story of Caitlin Armstrong.
She could have got.
Dude. Yeah.
Okay, I did not see that little pregnancy twist at the end.
This might shock you, but her and Colin ended up not staying together.
Who knew?
Yeah, oh my God. So.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so that's the story of Caitlin Armstrong, the yoga teacher killer. So she
I didn't know that one.
She was not in Savasana.
She did not reach Samadhi.
Samadhi, sorry. Savasana, is that something?
Savasana is the end.
Sorry, I'm very near cold. Yeah, so we'll post pictures of her, Colin, and Mo.
Can I post the wanted poster?
Possibly, yes. I'll look for the wanted poster, but I'll try to like see if I can find a video of Mo writing, because I was able to post that one video for...
Yeah.
I was proud of
that. Dude, she, like, that's so sad. That's so sad.
It's so sad. It's so sad. She just was the wrong place at the wrong time with, like...
With, like, a man that she clearly was kind of like, oh, like, it's... Like, he's not, like,
maybe
for,
interested you know? In, but, like, he was also, like, quite a bit older than her. Like, 87 to 1996. It's 9 years.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, because at this time she was, like... Early 20s, so.
That's so sad.
That's a big difference when it's early 20s. Like, I know you guys met, you were, like, what, mid-20s?
I was 23.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
Wow, that's sad.
So we'll post pictures, and it's going to be at our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Instagram.
Yes, and if you have any stories, any suggestions, any hauntings maybe you want to tell us about, we would love to hear it at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. Just
we're making us friendship bracelets if you guys message us.
Oh yeah,
of substance.
Did anyone message us?
No. Well, but we haven't mentioned that yet.
I think we mentioned it last week. Maybe
we didn't mention it last week, but this, well, it will, at this point it'll be last week, because right now the our latest episode is
whatever yours was.
Yeah, whatever mine was.
Anyways, email us and or find us on Instagram and give us a like.
We're
or
on TikTok and whatever. Facebook too, so we're on all the social medias.
So until next time, self-care yourself. Okay,
right, bye.
Bye.